WPGW AM and FM, Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening. Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Delphus St. John's High School. It's time for high school volleyball between Delphus St. John's and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Good luck to our Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all of her staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hartz, all at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Again, good luck, Lady Indians, from Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry. Dr. Kim Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Hatterley at the radio station, Brody Bargy at FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Neil Spencer also here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We are dealing with a little bit of a weak internet signal tonight, so if we drop out once in a while, stay with us, we'll be back. But just kind of warning you ahead of time, that could be a possibility. Hopefully not. But it's a pretty weak internet signal we're dealing with here this evening. Okay, we're about set to go here. Fort Recovery did win the JV matchup 25-14, 25-22, two sets to none. Fort Recovery comes in with an 8-12 record, losing six in a row, unfortunately. And Delphus St. John's 8-10. Here's the serve to Fort Recovery. Back to St. John's. Here's a battle at the net. St. John's has it. And the shove over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp back to St. John's. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. There's the dig by Rammel, who's starting the game tonight. Here's a smash by Carly Niekamp. St. John's handles it. They bump it up. Here's a set and the smash. And it's a kill. Getting the kill for St. John's was Kayla Bining. Kayla Bining gets the kill. Here's the serve by the Lady Blue Jays again. Grace Munter, the server. Good serve. Back to St. John's, back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp was set for Mullenkamp. Cameron Mullenkamp back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for St. John's. The spike. It's another kill for St. John's. Getting it this time was, again, Kayla Bining. Now 2-0. St. John's off to a quick start here. Senior night tonight for Delphus St. John's. They have five seniors on the squad. They're coached by Jessica Geisey. Of course, Fort Recovery is coached by Travis Guggenbiller, and there is a service error on St. John, so Fort Recovery gets side out. 2-1 now. Kayla Heitkamp will do the serving. It's a good serve and the dig, and they're just going to have to free ball it over, and they do. Fort Recovery's in trouble, and Kennedy Mollenkamp tried to free ball it over from back on the back line and couldn't make good contact with it. So it's side out for St. John's. Going back to serve for them is Kayla Bining. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp hits it over. Here's the set for St. John's. A blast by the outside hitter. Fort Recovery plays it. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Carly Niekamp. Back to Niekamp. Tips it back over. Here's the set for St. John's. Rammel up front. And there's Holman with a kill. Bridget Holman with her first kill of the night. And not only is that her first kill, that's our first kill. And that makes the score 3-2. Fort Recovery down by one. Now Cameron Mollenkamp will serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's the dig, the set, and a hit into the net by St. John's Layla Seitz. Couldn't quite get the angle on that one, so it's Fort Recovery side out. Fort Recovery point, I should say. Cameron Mollenkamp is serving. Good serve again. Here's the set. The smash off of foot recovery and the kill. Layla Sykes picks up her first kill of the night for Delphi St. John's, and that makes it 4-3. Now it's side out Lady Blue Jays. Here's the serve. There's the dig by Rammel at the net, a battle, and it looks like a block. I'm going to say that was Elena Flanagan with the block. That's a service point for Madeline Conley, who's the server now. Good serve there. Holman back over, and did she get the kill? Yes. Bridget Holman with the kill. Side out for recovery. Second kill of the set for Bridget Holman. That makes it 5-4 now. Good serve by Dews for Fort recovery. And here's a blast by the outside hitter for St. John's, Layla Sykes. And Sykes picks up the kill. She's one of the seniors for St. John's. Again, they have five altogether. Now back to serve is Emma Wiltsey. She's another senior. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery's Cameron Mollenkamp to the net. Here's Bridget Holman on the hit. St. John's in trouble. They get it over. I think it's four hits. No, an illegal hit. The illegal hit on St. John's. Fort Recovery gets the point. Coach Geise is disagreeing with the official, and now the captain for St. John's, Layla Sykes, goes over to talk to the official, present the argument. And the call stands. 6-5, Fort Recovery down by one. Here is Bridget Holman on the serve. It's too long. Service error. This one line judge, I believe he's been a line judge here for, I think they said, 49 years. Wow. 49 years as a line judge. And there's a kill for Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla gets a kill. It's 7-6 now. Fort Recovery down by one. Kennedy Mollenkamp will be the server now on side out. And the serve is a good one. Here's the set and the hit. Deep hit. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Kennedy Mollenkamp over to St. John's. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Dews will set. Long two-handed shove by Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's the set for St. John's. The smash played by Kenna Dews. Here's Kayla Heitkamp back over to St. John's. They saved it. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Fort Recovery, and we got the kill. Bryn Willman gets the kill. Kayla Heitkamp the assist. Service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's now 7-7. We are all tied up. Good serve by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's the set for the Lady Blue Jays. The smash and the kill. Kayla Bining picks up her third kill of the set. Very competitive match going on here, as you would expect with the records. Fort Recovery 8-12. St. John's 8-10. And there is an ace serve for St. John's. Getting that for the Lady Blue Jays was Avery Altenberger. Picks up an ace serve. Altenberger will serve again. She's their libero. Good serve dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Fort Recovery's Bryn Willman, and Willman gets the kill. Side out, Lady Indians. And here goes Fort Recovery's Trinity Rammel in to serve. Rammel started tonight. Good serve. Is it an ace? Nope, they say it was out of bounds. Out of bounds, barely on the sideline, so side out to St. John's. Trinity Rammel's only a sophomore, has been playing a lot here in the last few matches. Here's the dig by Kennedy Mollenkamp to the net. Kayla Heikamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. The spike played by Delpha St. John's. There's a smash back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Holman. Holman over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And Kennedy fails to get it over the net. Point for Delpha St. John's. And going back to serve now for the Lady Blue Jays is Grace Munter. Munter is also a senior. Good serve. Kayla Heikamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. A nice blast there, but Delpha St. John's plays it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heikamp tries to hit it over on the second hit. She does, but Delpha St. John's right back at her. Here's a hitting error for Fort Recovery, a point for Delpha St. John's. It's now 12-8. St. John's in the lead, and timeout Fort Recovery trailing by 4. We'll be back.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Delpha St. John's, home of the Lady Blue Jays. The score is 12-8 all of a sudden. Fort Recovery falling back by 4 points here. St. John's will continue the serve. Grace Munter, the server. St. John's in their white jerseys tonight. Good serve. Here's Kayla Heikamp setting for Cameron Mollenkamp. Tried to get the kill, and St. John's free balls it back, but they did not get it over the net. So I'm going to go ahead and give Cameron a kill on that one. And that makes the score 12-9. Side out Lady Indians. Full recovery down by 3. Kayla Heikamp will now serve. Good serve, and ace serve as the libero, Avery Altenberger, could not get it up in the air. That's the first ace serve for Kayla Heikamp tonight. Kayla will serve again. Here's the dig by St. John's. Here's the hit back over, and it's a kill by Layla Seitz. Layla Seitz picks up the kill. 13-10 now. St. John's by 3. Back to serve this time is Kayla Bining. Bining serve is good. To the net it goes from Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kayla Heikamp will set for Bridget Holman, and Bridget drills it for a kill. That's Bridget's third kill of the set here. She's leading the team in that category. And Cameron Mollenkamp will now serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve, dug out by St. John's. Here's the set, a little dink over, and what's the call? Called a carry on St. John's, so point for recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp will serve again. It's now 13-12. We're only down by 1. There's the set for St. John's, a smash, and a kill by Layla Seitz. That's her fourth kill of the set, and she leads her team in that category. Side out St. John's, and back to serve now is Madeline Conley. Madeline's serve is out of bounds. Service error. That helps. Makes it 14-13. Fort Recovery down by 1 with side outs. And Kennedy's will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. One more regular season match. We're at home on Thursday against St. Henry. It is senior night, so come out and support the seniors. Here's the set for St. John's. Another kill for Layla Seitz. She's quite the hitter. That time she hit from the middle hitting position, making it 15-13. Side out, St. John's. Going back to serve now is Emma Wiltsey. Wiltsey's serve is a let serve, but Fort Recovery plays it. Cameron Mollenkamp to Kayla Heikamp. and over to St. John's. Here's Homan to Heitkamp. And now Kennedy Mollenkamp on a spike, played by St. John's. A battle at the net. Court recovery on the set to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who got the kill. A little shove. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the kill. Side out Lady Indians. It's now 15-14. Court recovery down by 1 point here. Good serve by Bridget Homan, who's our server now. Here's the set for St. John's. The smash. And another kill for Layla Seitz. Number 6 for her tonight. And Seitz will go back to serve. 16-14, 2-point lead for the Blue Jays. Good serve. Dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit and got the kill. Kayla Heitkamp, her second kill tonight. Now it's Kennedy Mollenkamp going back to serve for the Lady Indians. She's one of our seniors. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by the Blue Jays, the set. Nope, it's the hit over on the second hit by Grace Munter, and she catches Fort Recovery by surprise and got the kill. Now serving again is Avery Altenberger. Altenberger's serve is an ace serve. Think Cameron Mollenkamp, if she would have let that go, it would have been out of bounds, it looked like, but she went after it and touched it, and then it went out of bounds, so ace serve for Altenberger. Altenberger is their libero. She serves again. Dug out by Kenna Dews. To the net it goes with Homan to Cameron Mollenkamp, and Cameron gets the kill. Now 18-16. Court recovery's down by 2. Lady Indians need a little run here. Get the lead back. Can't seem to get the lead back after we fell behind. Here's Bryn on the serve. It's too long. Bryn Willman serving too long. Service error. We're playing in the regular gym here, the basketball gym. Oh, no, they said it was. They must have said it was touched, tipped. And there's a serve in the net for Bryn Willman. So give Willman that last serve as an ace. Must have been tipped by somebody, which made it 18-17, but now it's 19-17 on the service error. And back to serve now for Delphi St. John's is Grace Munter. Munter's serve dug out by Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Hits it over on the second hit where nobody was and got the kill. Excellent placement there for Kayla Heitkamp. Makes it 19-18 now. And back to serve is Kayla Heitkamp. Well, recovery's got a chance to win this set. They need to play well here. There's a good serve. Here's the set. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Back over again. Heitkamp will set for Homan. Homan on a blast and got the kill. Bridget Homan with the kill, and that ties it up at 19-19, and timeout is called by the Lady Blue Jays, Delphi St. John's. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rob Weaver here at Delphi St. John's, home of the Lady Blue Jays. Fort Recovery's tournament draw, they'll play their first match next Wednesday against Yellow Springs at 5:30 at Arcanum. Then they'll play on, they beat Yellow Springs, which they should. They'll play on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Arcanum. And if they win that one, they're into the district. Probably would play Arcanum in the district semifinals. Here's a hit back over and a kill for St. John's. Layla Seitz, another one. She has 7 kills now. Back to serve is Kayla Bining. Good serve. Fort Recovery's hit over, and they're going to call an illegal hit on Cameron Mollenkamp, or either in the net. Point Delta St. John's. Side out, Lady Blue Jays, or they, actually they were serving anyway. Service point there. And there is a serve that's out of bounds off of Kayla Bining. So point for recovery, 21-20. Boy, this is crucial here. Cameron Mollenkamp, good serve. The dig is out of bounds. Ace serve that went off of St. John's Avery Altenberger off of her fist. Ace serve for Cameron Mollenkamp. She will serve again. Here's the dig, the set at the net. Look out. There's a smash. Fort Recovery can't play it. Another kill for Layla Seitz. She is definitely on my all-conference team. I can tell you that right now. That's 8 kills for her here in the first set. Side out, St. John's. Good serve, 22-21, St. John's by 1. Back over to St. John's. Here's the set. And I think it was a miss hit. Hit out of bounds, so point for recovery. Side out, Lady Indians. Kenna Dews goes back to serve. It's tied at 22-22. Big serve here. Come on, Kenna. Kenna serve is a service error. Oh, my goodness. Give me some oxygen. A service error tied at 22-22. Ouch. That makes it 23-22. Megan Kerner will be serving now for St. John's. She hadn't served yet tonight. There's a blast by Willman. Back to St. John's. Back over to Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. Heitkamp will two-hand push it over. Here's a hit by Stiles. Fort Recovery playing it. That was not a wicked hit. And there's a kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp got the kill. That was definitely not a blasting serve, but it was enough to do the job. 23-23, we're all tied. Bridget Homan serving. It's a good serve by Bridget. Altenberger will set. Stiles hits it over. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes over on the second hit and got the kill, and that ties it up. Heitkamp on the second hit got the kill and ties it up. And that makes it... No! I'm correct. I'm incorrect. That scorekeeper was slow. That gives Fort Recovery the lead. 24-23, Fort Recovery in the lead. St. John's calls timeout. We'll be back to win this set right after this.
Attention all lawn enthusiasts. Get ready for some serious savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time only, we're slashing prices on all used mowers. That's right, every used mower is marked down with some incredible discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss this chance to upgrade your lawn care arsenal without breaking the bank. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of these amazing deals before they're gone. Hall Brothers, your destination for quality mowers at unbeatable prices.
Well, if you're St. John's, you need to get the ball in the hands of Seitz, Layla Seitz, their top hitter. Bridget Homan serving. Here we go with the next serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Altenberger to the net. Here is the set. Seitz hits it over and got the kill. That was just a placement hit that time. It was not a wicked spike. And it's a kill for Seitz. Number 9 for her. Good serve by St. John's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Back to St. John's. Here's Seitz on a deep hit. And got the kill. That makes it 25-24. Fort Recovery down by 1 now. And Fort Recovery calls time. St. John's 25, Fort Recovery 24. Back and forth we go. We'll be back in a moment. It'll be St. John's serve when we return. Cooper Farms reminds you to order your FFA holiday turkey roast today. This frozen turkey roast is ready to cook and hand-packed in its own cooking bag. The turkey roast is white and dark meat without the bones. A 10 to 12 pound turkey roast is just $42. Support the Four Recovery FFA by ordering your holiday turkey roast. You can email your order to Gower, G-O-W-E-R, at FortRecoveryschools.org or call the Fort Recovery High School at 419-375-4111. The deadline to order is October 18th with pickup of your turkey roast on October 31st at the Fort Recovery High School Ag Shop. All right, here we go. St. John's going to win it here. Sites is serving. Mollenkamp to the net. Hit back over and a kill by St. John's, and they win. The middle hitter, Elena Martin, hadn't had a kill the whole set. She got the kill, and it makes it 26-24. St. John's wins the first set here tonight, 26-24 over our Lady Indians. Boy, we had a chance to win that one at the end and just couldn't get the job done. We'll be back with set number two coming up. Again, Fort Recovery won the JV matchup tonight, 25-14, 25-22. But right now, trailing one set to none here in this second set. We'll return right after this.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here we go with the second set. Fort Recovery serving. And there's Bridget Holman hitting it back over to St. John's after it had been returned. And Holman gets a kill. She leads the team tonight. That's five for her. Service point for Kayla Heitkamp. And Kayla will serve again. 1-0. Lady Indians have the early lead here. Kayla's serve is a good, dug out by Altenberger, the libero. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Carly Niekamp, and Carly gets the little dink kill. That is her first one of the night. Hasn't had many chances tonight. That's her first one. Kayla Heitkamp picks up another service point. She will serve again. Altenberger digs it out. There's a smash by Stiles. Fort Recovery plays it. Smashed by Cameron Mollenkamp and got the kill. right at the feet of Stiles. Or I should say Seitz, sorry. At the feet of Layla Seitz. And Mollenkamp gets the kill. Here's Kayla Heitkamp on a serve. It's a good serve. Hit back to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery barely gets it over. Here's the set for St. John's. And they get the kill. That was Kayla Bining picking up her fourth kill tonight. Side out Lady Blue Jays. It's now 3-1. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Good serve there. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Carly Niekamp, and Carly gets the kill. Ball came right back here where we are. We're on the lower level tonight on the first row. Good serve there by... Actually, that was apparently was out of bounds. My mistake. And a battle at the net, and out of bounds. Out of bounds off Fort Recovery, so another point for St. John's. Good serve. Back over to Altenberger for St. John's. The set at the net. Here's the hit and the kill by the middle hitter, who is Madeline Connolly. And that's her first kill of the night. No. Correction. They say it was out of bounds. So Fort Recovery's point. Side out Lady Indians. There's a smash. And Fort Recovery gets the block. I believe that was Carly. Carly Niekamp with the block. 5-3. Fort Recovery leads by 2 with the serve. Side out with Cameron Mollenkamp serving. Good serve. Here's the dig. And the smash by Layla Seitz, and she got another kill. The official said it got tipped. Another kill for Seitz. Let's see, how many does she have now? That's 8, 10, 11. 11 kills for her already. Here's another serve by St. John's. Good serve. Heitkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. A block. And it's a block for St. John's. They pick up the point. A block for Elena Flanagan. Back to serve again is Madeline Connolly. Good serve. Homan will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Hits it over. Here's the set for St. John's. A blast by Layla Seitz, but it's blocked. Fort Recovery gets side out. 6-5. Fort Recovery leads by 1. Here in the second set after losing the first set in a heartbreaker, 26-24. Good serve there. Free balling it over is St. John's. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Bridget Homan. The smash played by Altenberger, but it goes out of bounds. Bridget Homan gets a kill. Kennedews is serving here. Good serve dug out by Seitz. Back over to Fort Recovery. Dews to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. The spike played by St. John's. Here's Seitz hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla. Now Bridget Homan spikes it over. Here's Seitz, a little dink kill. That time she used her finesse. Layla Seitz with the 12th kill of the night for her. Side out for St. John's. It's now 7-6. Fort Recovery leads by 1. This has been a very competitive match all the way here. Here's the serve now by St. John's. Dug out to Kayla Heitkamp. Now over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Hits it over to St. John's. Here's the set. Seitz back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Here's the hit over by our middle hitter, Wilman, and she got the kill. Bryn Wilman with the kill for the Lady Indians. Side out Fort Recovery. 8-6 now. Lady Indians lead by 2. And it's going to be Trinity Rammel serving now. No, Kennedy, I'm sorry. It's Bridget Homan serving, and she hits it in the net. Service error. So Seitz goes back to serve. Layla Seitz, one of their outstanding seniors. Let serve, dug out nicely by Fort Recovery at the net. And there is a kill for St. John's for Elena Martin. She's the one that had the winning kill in the first set. Seitz serving. And it's way out of bounds. 9-8. Fort Recovery leads by one. It was tied there 8-8 briefly. Kennedy Mollenkamp will do the serving now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve dug out by Seitz. To the net it goes. Here's the set. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron on a blast. Played by Seitz. Here's a hit by St. John's, but I think they hit it in the net. Yeah, point hitting error there by Elena Martin, and so Fort Recovery picks up the point. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve again. And good serve there. Hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set. And there's a kill by Bryn Willman. Give Kayla Heitkamp another assist. Bryn Willman with the serve. 11-8. Lady Indians lead by three. Timeout. Delphus St. John's. Fort Recovery 11. St. John's 8 here in the second set.
Are you in need of a new mower? Well, buckle up because the spring mower sale at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery just got better. We've got top brands like Toro, Grasshopper, Kubota, and Cub Cadet all on sale. And the best part? Used mowers from these trusted brands are marked down some as much as $1,000. Don't miss out on this chance to save. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home with the mower of your dreams. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your one-stop shop for premium mowers at unbeatable prices.
Back here at Delphus St. John's, MAC Conference game going on here. MAC Conference match between Fort Recovery and Delphus St. John's. Both teams have one win in the conference. Fort Recovery's 8-11 on the year. 8-12 on the year, and they've lost six in a row now. But they've played some great competition. St. John's, they're 8-10 on the year. 11-8, Lady Indians lead here in the second set. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp on the serve. Good serve. And nobody can make the return. Ace serve for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now 12-8. Lady Indians need to take advantage of this and get a lead here. Get this game in the win column. Kennedy Mollenkamp, another serve. Dug out by St. John's. Seitz hits it back over to Fort Recovery. Saving it there was Bridget Homan. Now the hit back over by Willman. Here's the set for St. John's, and they got the kill. Kayla Bining with the kill. That's number five for her this evening. Now back to serve is Altenberger, their libero. Good serve to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Cameron Mollenkamp, and she hits it out of bounds. Avery Altenberger picks up the service point. She will serve again. It's 12-10 now. Lady Indians lead by only two. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to Kayla. Back to Cameron, and she got the kill. Hit that one off of Megan Kerner. Side out Lady Indians. Bryn Willman serving. Good serve there to the net. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And nobody can play it. Give the kill to Madeline Conley. Side out St. John's. It is now 13-11. Fort Recovery's lead is only two. Going back to serve is Grace Munter. And it is a good serve back to St. John's. Now back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Bryn Willman. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. A block by St. John's. Here is a smash and it's out of bounds, says the official. Service point for Grace Munter. Good serve again. And there's Carly Niekamp. They're going to call her for a carry. I don't get that one. Coach Travis Guggenbiller doesn't get it either. 13-13. We're all tied. Another service point there for Munter. Another serve dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to the net. And back over. And I believe that was St. John's Kayla Bining getting the kill there. Makes it 14-13 as St. John's has taken the lead. St. John's 14, Fort Recovery 13. Good serve. Mollenkamp gets Kennedy to Kayla Heitkamp back to Kennedy. And Kayla hits it out of bounds. Fort Recovery is claiming that St. John's was in the net. And that indeed was the case. So Fort Recovery got a break on that one because that hit was out of bounds. So Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now with a tie score of 14-14. Good serve dug out by Seitz. To the net it goes, smashed by the middle hitter. Played by Fort Recovery, Kayla Heitkamp to Carly Niekamp. And Carly, a nice placement kill for Carly Niekamp. Her second of the night. It's 15-14. Fort Recovery leads by one. Good serve by Kayla Heitkamp. Here's the set. Smash back over. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Cameron Mollenkamp on a smash off of St. John's, out of bounds. Cameron Mollenkamp gets the kill. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Now 16-14, Fort Recovery by two. Good serve there. Here's Altenberger setting for the outside hitter, played by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Now over to Cameron Mollenkamp, and Cameron gets the kill. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. It's now 17-14, Fort Recovery by three. Next serve. They're going to say rotation error on St. John's. That's a point for recovery. Rotation error on St. John's. 18-14 now. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. Lady Indians have gone to a four-point lead here. Good serve dug out by Altenberger. To the net it goes. Here's the smash. Fort Recovery able to play it. A battle at the net. Carly Niekamp hits it over, and they're going to call Carly for an illegal hit. That's the second time she's been called for that tonight. So side out to St. John's. Back to serve now is Kayla Bining. Good serve there. Heitkamp was set for Cameron Mollenkamp. And now here's Delphi St. John's free-balling it over, and they got the kill. It was Seitz with the kill again. That was a luck shot there. But, hey, you know, got to have those to win. Bining will serve again. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Homan. Homan on the smash over. Here's the set for Seitz. Hits it back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Hit by Carly Niekamp over. And what happened there? Fort Recovery got the point. Cameron Mollenkamp will now serve. It's 19-16. Lady Indians trail one set to none here, but they need to win this set to tie it up. Here's Seitz, a little placement hit in the middle of the court where there was nobody there, and she gets the kill. Kill number 14 for Seitz tonight, Layla Seitz. Back to serve now is Madeline Conley. Good serve, dug out by the back line. And court recovery, three balls are over, but waiting on it was Elena Martin, who got a kill. Side out for the St. John's Lady Blue Jays. It's at 19-18. We'll be back here in just a moment. Court recovery with the lead, 19-18.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the home of the Lady Blue Jays of Delphus St. John's, I'm Rob Weaver. And an exciting match going on here this evening. Court recovery trails one set to none. And St. John's is only trailing 19-18 here in the second set. And they have side out. Madeline Conley is your server for the Lady Blue Jays. It is out of bounds. That helps. Makes it 20-18. Court recovery takes a 2-point lead. Boy, when you're in a tight match like this, those kinds of mistakes are just crucial. Court recovery serving. Kennedews with the serve. It's an ace serve. Kennedews comes through with an ace serve. Her first of the night. And it's 21-18. Court recovery leads by three. Kenna will serve again. Good serve, dug out by Altenberger to the net. Here's a smash by Willman. Altenberger saves it. Free-balling it over is St. John's. Kayla Heitkamp, and they're going to call an error on Kayla Heitkamp, a double hit. Double hit called on Kayla Heitkamp, side out to St. John's. That makes it 21-19. Back to serve now for the Lady Blue Jays is Megan Kerner. Good serve. Here's Heitkamp with the set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. A block at the net. And give that block and a point for St. John's to Elena Martin. Conley continues to serve here. Kerner. Kerner continues to serve. And Fort Recovery picks up a point on a kill. 22-20 now. Fort Recovery leads by two, and into the match comes Fort Recovery's Nevaeh Leonards to serve, hopefully, the final points. Serve is too long, out of bounds. 22-21, service error for Nevaeh Leonards. She didn't make many of them, but she did there. Now Seitz will be back to serve for St. John's. Good serve. Dug out by Dews to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp. A block at the net. Kayla Heitkamp hits it back over to St. John's. Here's the set and the smash. And the kill for St. John's for Kayla Bining. Kill for Kayla Bining. And Seitz picks up the point. Serves again. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp dinks it over. Here's the set. Here's Seitz on a deep hit. Kennedews to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Free-balling it over is Kayla Heitkamp. At the net, here's the dink over. Played by Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she got the kill. St. John should have let that go. They would have had the point, but they didn't. And Kennedy Mollenkamp gets a kill. It's 23-22. Court recovery by one. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve now. Mollenkamp serves a good one. Dug out by St. John's. Here's the set. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. A set for Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron on a nice spike. Played by St. John's. Here's Seitz. A blast saved by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Bridget Homan back over to St. John's. Here's the set. Here's Seitz again. This time she hit a little placement kill, a little soft hit in the hole in the middle, and got the kill. That makes it 23-23. Back to serve now is Avery Altenberger. Altenberger serves a good one. To Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp at the net. St. John's plays it. And Seitz gets the kill again. Now wait. They call some type of a violation on St. John's and give the point to Fort Recovery. Some type of a violation on St. John's on that smash. So Fort Recovery maybe get a break there. Side out Lady Indians leading 24-23. And timeout called by St. John's. St. John's trailing 24-23. We'll be back. Boy, these two sets have been something else. We'll be back right after this.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Rob Weaver at Delphus, St. John's, Delphus, Ohio. Blue Jays have quite a tradition here down through the years athletically. Volleyball team has not been one of their high points lately, but tonight they're doing well. Bryn Willman serves, and it's an out-of-bounds serve. Service error for Bryn Willman, and that ties it up at 24-all. Fort Recovery has made two service errors here, the last two serves. Right when it counts the most, doggone it. Back to serve now for St. John's is Grace Munter. Munter's serve is a good one. Kennedy Mullenkamp, the Heitkamp, who will set for Cameron Mullenkamp, the spike. Played by St. John's, the hit by Seitz. And she gets another kill. Man, she's unbelievable. 16 kills for Seitz. And St. John's now leads 25-24. And here is the set point for St. John's. Munter's serve is a good one. Dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kayla Heitkamp to Kennedy, or to Cameron, rather. St. John's plays it back over to Fort Recovery. Set for Kennedy Mullenkamp to sister Cameron. And free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Homan back over to St. John's, back to Fort Recovery. Here is Carly Niekamp. Here's the set. A smash by St. John's, and it's out of bounds. Hitting error by Kayla Beining, and that ties it up at 25-25. All tied up here. Kayla Heitkamp will serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. And St. John's has trouble, but they get it back over. Here's the save by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Hit by Carly Niekamp over to St. John's. Here's the set. There's Seitz on another kill. Man, what a match she's having. Layla Seitz with her 17th kill of the night. Back to serve now. They're ahead 26-25. Dig by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Homan will dink it over and got the kill. Oh, wow. A little dink kill for Bridget Homan. That ties it up at 26-26. Cameron Mullenkamp now serving for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's the set. Here's Seitz pushing it over. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, and Carly gets the kill. That makes it 27-26. Fort Recovery by one. Cameron Mullenkamp serving. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash by Seitz. And a block by Fort Recovery. getting the block there. Oh, I got blocked out myself. I think it was Homan. And Fort Recovery wins 28-26, and it's over. Oh, my. What a set. Fort Recovery wins 28-26. A block by Fort Recovery right on the final point gives us the victory. We'll be back in a moment with set number three. It's tied at one apiece.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kautpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Attention lawn enthusiasts. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is slashing prices on their used lawnmowers, with some marked down up to $1,000 off. Premium Grasshopper and Kubota mowers now available at jaw-dropping discounts. So whether you're tackling acres or just a cozy backyard, we've got the perfect mower for you. Why wait? Visit Hall Brothers today and score big savings on your next lawn upgrade. Swing by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery now and seize the savings before they're gone.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Once again, Fort Recovery's first tournament matchup will be on Wednesday of next week at 5:30 at Arcanum, when the Indians will take on Yellow Springs. Fort Recovery's the number three seed in the tournament. They are heavily favored in that match, and if they win that one, they'll go up play on Saturday at 10 o'clock. They win that one, they'll go on to the district. Although I think they're classifying everything as district now, but whatever. We'll be there Wednesday to bring you the action, 5:30 Wednesday against Yellow Springs. Fort Recovery cannot play the first serve by St. John's. It's a service ace. Grace Munter picking up her first service ace of the night. She'll serve again. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Here is Carly Niekamp on a nice spike. Played, though, by St. John's. And a block by Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp comes up with the block, her second of the night. Kayla Heitkamp serving. Good serve. Get back over, and it's out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. 2-1, Lady Indians on top here. Boy, the first two sets were just nail-biters, and I imagine we're going to have that kind of a night tonight. Here's Trinity Rammel passing to the net. A smash by Carly Niekamp. and picked up the kill. Carly has five of those so far this evening. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. A little injury here for one of the Lady Blue Jays. Looks like Grace Munter has a cut on her hand or something. Cut or a blister or something. Brief timeout. We'll be back right after we pause for this.
Cooper Farms reminds you to order your FFA holiday turkey roast today. This frozen turkey roast is ready to cook and hand-packed in its own cooking bag. The turkey roast is white and dark meat without the bones. A 10 to 12 pound turkey roast is just $42. Support the Four Recovery FFA by ordering your holiday turkey roast. You can email your order to Gower, G-O-W-E-R, at FortRecoveryschools.org or call the Fort Recovery High School at 419-375-4111. The deadline to order is October 18th, with pickup of your turkey roast on October 31st at the Fort Recovery High School Ag Shop.
Apparently, Grace Munter had a cut on her hand, and there's some blood on the floor. So they're looking to try to make sure that's all been cleaned up. There's nobody out there with plastic gloves like it used to be. They've kind of gotten much more lean on the, well, oh, service error on Kayla Heitkamp. Hits it over the inline. Been a lot more lax, I should say, on the blood rules. Seems like they have anyway. Here's a serve for St. John's. They have side out. Smashed by Carly Niekamp. Altenberger, Avery Altenberger keeps it alive. Here's the bump over. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's the hit back. And Fort Recovery can't play it. And I think they're going to give the kill there to Madeline Conley. And for her, that is number three for her on the night. Another service point for Kayla Bining. She will serve again. And there's a hit out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Bining picks up another service point. Serve is in the net this time. Service error. So it's tied at 4-4 here in the third set. Should we be surprised? No. First two sets were amazingly close. Each team won one of them. Here's Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp bumps it over. Here's the set for Seitz. Look out. It's blocked. And there's Homan and Carly Niekamp coming through with blocks. Fort Recovery's side out. Cameron Mollenkamp goes back to serve. 5-4, Lady Indians lead by one. Altenberger passes to the net. Here's the set. And a block by Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. She does it again. 6-4 now. Give Cameron Mollenkamp that point. Cameron will serve again. Good serve, dug out. Here's at the net, the sets. Seitz hits it back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp sets for Homan. Homan hits it over. And Fort Recovery cannot make the return and point for St. John's. It's going to be Madeline Conley going back to serve now. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery's Trinity Ramel, but it goes out of bounds. So give her an ace serve on that one for Madeline Conley. That's her first ace tonight. Here's another ace serve. She gets two in a row. That one went off of Cameron Mollenkamp. It's now 7-6, and that gives St. John's the 1-point lead. Another good serve dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp back over to St. John's. Here's the set, the deep hit. Trinity Rammel to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Carly Niekamp, and Carly gets the kill. Almost killed me. Carly Niekamp with the... Oh, they're going to say it's out of bounds. Take that kill away. They said it was out of bounds, side out for a point for St. John's, I should say. Had me fooled. And Fort Recovery fails to make the return there. Nine to six now. A little run here by Madeline Conley. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Bridget Homan, and Homan got the kill. Bridget Homan. She's having a nice night. She has eight kills on the evening and two blocks. 9-7. Lady Indians down by two. Kenna Dews will serve now. Kenna's serve is a good one. Almost an ace, but not quite. And St. John's hits it over, but out of bounds. That was Elena Martin hitting it out of bounds. Kenna Dews will serve again. Good serve. Seitz passes to the net. Back to Seitz. Bingo. Another kill for Seitz. Grace Munter's doing a nice job setting for St. John's, I might say. Back to serve now is Megan Kerner. For St. John's. Good serve. Dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Bryn Willman. And Willman's is in, they say. That was very close. Give Bryn Willman the kill. 10-9. Lady Indians down by one. Avea Lennertz is now the server. Good serve. Hit back to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery can't play it. Side out for Delphi St. John's. Seitz will serve. Their outstanding hitter, Kenna Dews, on the dig. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp, back to St. John's. Here's the playback over to Fort Recovery. Willman hits it and hits it out of bounds. Bryn Willman, a hitting error, and Layla Seitz picks up the service point. Another serve played by Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mollenkamp, and saving that and hitting it over to St. John's. Kayla Bining got the kill, and that makes it 13-9. St. John's by four. And Fort Recovery calls timeouts. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers from Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Back here at Delphi St. John's, 13-9. 4-point lead for the Lady Blue Jays. They have won the first set, 26-24. Fort Recovery came back, won the second set, 28-26. And then now here we are in the third set with Fort Recovery leading 13-9. And Layla Seitz is going to serve again here. Good serve dug out by Kenna Dews. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And St. John's can't play at that time. Side out for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve now. It's 13-10. Lady Blue Jays leading here, 13-10. There's an ace serve for Kenna Dews. I think I gave you the wrong score a moment ago. It's 13-11 now. Fort Recovery trailing. So I had the right score before. It's 13-11, Fort Recovery trailing, and there is another hitting error on Fort Recovery. Side out, St. John's, 14-11 now. Lady Blue Jays in the lead, 14-11. Here's Altenberger, Avery Altenberger there, libero serving. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Bryn Willman, and it is a block at the net, I believe. Nope. Bryn Willman gets the kill. And the serve by Bryn Willman is an ace serve. That is her second ace serve of the night. Bryn will serve again to Altenberger. Munter, here's the dink over. Fort Recovery thought they had saved it there, but they said they had four hits. Four hits called on Fort Recovery. They didn't get it over on the third hit. So point for St. John's. Back to serve is Grace Munter. Now Fort Recovery is questioning the call with the official. I think Coach Travis Guggenbiller appreciated that. Here comes Trinity Rammel in for Fort Recovery, and Bryn Willman will go out. Lady Indians now trail by two, 15-13. Here's Munter's serve, dug out by Trinity Rammel. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mullenkamp. Nice spike there, but played by St. John's. And hitting it into the net was St. John's Madeline Conley. Fort Recovery gets side out. 15-14. Kayla Heitkamp will serve. Good serve dug out by Altenberger. Here's the bump over, a smash. And I think gave the point to Fort Recovery. So we're tied at 15-15. Gave the point to Fort Recovery, 15-15. We'll be back. Fort Recovery still serving right after this.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We are tied at 15-15. Again, Fort Recovery and St. John's have won one set each. And the other two are just like this one. I mean, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, right down to the end. These two teams have very similar records. St. John's is 8-10. Fort Recovery 8-12. Fort Recovery and St. John's each have one win in the conference. And that was over Minster in each case. Here's the next serve. It's a good serve. And what was that called? Said St. John's had four hits. Kayla Heitkamp picks up another service point. She is definitely our top server. And an ace serve there. Altenberger tried to dig it out at the net, but she dived forward and couldn't get it. Give Kayla Heitkamp her second ace serve of the night. 17-15, Lady Indians lead by two now. Another ace serve. Two ace serves in a row for Kayla Heitkamp. And it's 18-15 now. I know St. John's led 13-10 at one point, so it's 18-15, Fort Recovery. And another ace serve. That went off the hands of St. John's, Elena Flanagan. Three ace serves in a row for Kayla Heitkamp, 19-15. Here we go with the next serve. Kayla's serve is another good one. Dug out by St. John's, back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for her sister Cameron, and she blasts it down for a point. It's another service point. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp, and a kill for Cameron Mollenkamp. And it's 20-15 now. Fort Recovery with, I think that's their biggest lead of the night so far. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14, J Country 101 Radio, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalt Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medication, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalt Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kalt Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medication. Call Kalt Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, so far, Seitz has not been a factor here in this set. There's almost another ace serve. Altenberger free balls it over. Kennedy Mollenkamp to the net. Here's a blast by Cameron Mollenkamp, and she got another kill. Give Carly Niekamp the assist on that one. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. She's had a bunch in a row here. It's 21-15 now. Lady Indians on top by 6. There's a hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Bridget Holman. Back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mollenkamp. And another kill for Cameron Mollenkamp. And another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. 22-15 now. Looks like Fort Recovery is going to run away with this set, which is kind of a shocker compared to what the first two sets were like. Heitkamp, another nice serve, but oh, it's out of bounds. No, they say it was tipped by St. John's. Somebody touched it. Give Kayla Heitkamp the ace serve. They say somebody tipped it for St. John's as it was going out of bounds. What a break. 23-15. Lady Indians up by 8 now. Heitkamp will serve again. Dug out by Altenberger. Here's Munter. Seitz puts it over. The set for Fort Recovery and couldn't play it. Had 4 hits there. Didn't get it over in 3 hits. So St. John's picks up the point. Seitz out, 23-16. And here's the serve by the Lady Blue Jays. Smashed by Carly Niekamp. It's off of St. John's, out of bounds, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Carly Niekamp with the kill. It's now 24-16. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp serving set point. Good serve. Smashed by Seitz, and she got the cross-court kill. She finally gets back involved in this. That's her 19th kill of the night. We're only in the third set. Now serving for St. John's is Madeline Conley. Fort Recovery's having trouble. Kayla Heitkamp free balls it over, but it goes out of bounds. Just barely out of bounds. So service point for St. John's. Here's another serve. And Carly Niekamp with the dink at the net. Battle back and forth. Here's the set for Kayla Heitkamp. Now Bridget Holman, a block by St. John's. Holman hits it over, and she's going to be called for a double hit. Bridget Holman called for a double hit. They give another service point to Madeline Conley. It's now 24-19. Conley's serve is maybe an ace. Nope, Fort Recovery is able to save it. Freeballing it over was Trinity Rammel at the net. Here's Seitz. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, back to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and that's it. That was set point, 25-19. Fort Recovery wins the second set. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp the winning spike, winning kill there. And so we've completed 3 sets, and now Fort Recovery has taken a 2-1 lead. The way this night's gone, it's not over. This one's not over till it's over. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Attention all lawn enthusiasts. Get ready for some serious savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time only, we're slashing prices on all used mowers. That's right. Every used mower is marked down with some incredible discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss this chance to upgrade your lawn care arsenal without breaking the bank. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of these amazing deals before they're gone. Hall Brothers, your destination for quality mowers at unbeatable prices.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back at Delphi St. John's, Fort Recovery leads 2-1. They could close it out with a win here in this third set, or in this fourth set. We go into set number 4. If Fort Recovery doesn't win this one, we'll go to a fifth set, which the fifth set, you only go to 15 on that one if that happens. Been quite a night of competition here at the Delphi St. John's Gymnasium. A little cleanup of the floor. I think we're ready to go. Kayla Heitkamp will serve. Well, she has a ton of service points tonight. Good serve dug out by St. John's. At the net, here's the hit over, played by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Bridget Holman. They should have let that one go. Seitz played it. Now here's Seitz on a deep hit and got the kill. Man, she's just everywhere. Kill number 20 tonight for Layla Seitz. Back to serve now is Kayla Bining. Bining serves a good one. Cameron Mollenkamp hits it over. Munter plays it to Altenberger to Seitz. Seitz back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Carly Niekamp, and she got the kill. Give Carly Niekamp credit for a kill there. 1-1, we're all tied up. Let's serve by Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's a smash by Seitz, and she got the kill again. Kill number 21 for Layla Seitz. Back to serve now for St. John's is Madeline Conley, and it's a service error in the net. Thank you very much. Tied at 2-2 here in this fourth set. St. John's won the first set, 26-24. Fort Recovery barely won the second set. Kemp coming from behind to win 28-26. Fort Recovery won the third set, pulling away at the end, 25-19. And there was a hitting error for St. John's. Canadu's now serving. And ace serve for Canadu's, number three on the night for Kenna. She doesn't have a lot of service points, but three of her five are ace serves. 4-2 now, Lady Indians by two. Another good serve there, dug out by St. John's. Here's Munter to the net, to Seitz, and she blasts it for a kill. Layla Seitz with her 22nd kill of the night. 22 kills now for Layla Seitz. Back to serve is Megan Kerner. Good serve. Dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Bryn Wilman. And Bryn Wilman gets the kill. Give Kayla Heitkamp the assist. That's seven kills for Bryn tonight. Bridget Homan now serving. Here's the set for Seitz. Blast it. And she got the kill. That was just barely in back there. I'm not in a very good vantage point to see. And Seitz will now serve with her 23 kills tonight. Here's a blast by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. And Bryn Wilman stuffs it down their throats and gets the kill. Side out for recovery. Bryn Wilman with a kill. Back to serve now for the Lady Indians is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Good serve. Here's a dig, and waiting on it was Cameron Mullenkamp. Back at him. Here's a serve or a hit back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Munter setting for Binding and got the kill. Kayla Bining comes through with the kill. Give Munter the assist. It's 6-5 now, side out. Lady Blue Jays, Fort Recovery leads by one, 6-5. Back to serve is Avery Altenberger, their libero. And the officials, I don't know what. Looks like they're going to clean up something on the floor, perspiration or something. So we'll go back to action here momentarily. Jessica Geisey is the coach of St. John's, or Geis maybe. Kayla Heitkamp had a miss hit there. Didn't get it over the net, so it's a point for St. John's, for Altenberger. She will serve again. It's tied at 6-6. Altenberger's serve dug out by Canadu's to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mullenkamp, and bingo! Got the kill, Cameron Mullenkamp. That is nine kills for Cameron tonight. Nice night for her. Another serve for Bryn Wilman. Ace serve. Bryn Wilman with an ace serve. That is her third ace serve of the night. 8-6 now. Lady Indians up by two. Bryn Wilman serves again. Altenberger digs it out to Munter. Munter sets for Seitz. Seitz on the hit over. Homan plays it. Homan now will two-hand it over, and they're going to call it for a double hit. Side out, St. John's. Back to serve is Grace Munter. Good serve, dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, and Carly got the kill. Carly's hits tonight haven't exactly been monster spikes, but they've done the trick. They've gotten to the right spot at the right time. Kayla Heitkamp serving. Good serve. Here's the set. Dink back over by St. John's. Carly Niekamp, another kill. Another placement kill. 10-7 now. Lady Indians lead by three. They win this set. They've won the match tonight. Timeout St. John's. Port Recovery leading 10-7. We'll return in just a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're at Delphi St. John's tonight. It's 10-7. Fort Recovery leading by three here in the fourth set. Fort Recovery does lead 2-1. So winning this set would be the match for the Indians. Break that six-match losing streak they have. St. John's has only beaten Fort Recovery since 2015 one time in varsity volleyball. One time since 2015 has St. John's defeated Fort Recovery. They've got their chance tonight, though. It's not over yet. Kayla Heitkamp, almost an ace serve, but saved by the Blue Jays, freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Here's a set for Homan, a block. Homan sets for Cameron Mollenkamp, a block. Carly Niekamp got the kill. Another one from Carly at the middle hitter spot. Way to go, Carly Niekamp. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. Good serve dug out by Altenberger. Here's Munter setting, and a smash, and a kill. Yep, a kill for Madeline Conley. They say it was out of bounds, but it was tipped, so that's a kill for her. Now serving is Kayla Bining, and a service error for Bining. Boy, you can't win matches when you make those kind of errors. Cameron Mollenkamp now serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the set, the smash by Seitz, played by Fort Recovery. Hit by Carly Niekamp. Here's the set, and Seitz again, played by Cameron Mollenkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp hits it over, and she got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp picks up her fifth kill of the night. And it's another service point for Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron serves again. It's a good one. Munter will set for Seitz. Look out. She got the kill. Just barely inbounds. Kill number 24 for her tonight. 13-9. She's got an outside shot at getting 30 kills in this match. Good serve there by Conley. Fort Recovery back over. St. John's on the set here. Sights again. Got another kill. 25 kills now for Sights. 25 kills. Here's Conley serving again. Good serve. Heitkamp to Carly Niekamp. Here's the set. Munter to Sights. And they're going to say four hits against St. John's there. So Fort Recovery gets the service back. Canadews will serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Seitz. Here's Munter setting. Seitz on the smash. Did she get it? Yeah, another kill. 26 kills for Seitz tonight. 26 kills. And we're only in the fourth set. Unbelievable. Megan Kerner will serve now for St. John's. Good serve. Here's the set. The hit back over by Bryn Willman. Now back over to Fort Recovery. And a miss hit by Bridget Holman into the net. Side out for St. John's. Kerner back to serve. Cameron Mullenkamp on the dig. Kayla Heitkamp to Bridget Holman, and Bridget got the kill. That is number 9 for Bridget tonight. She's having a nice night in the hitting department. Now for Fort Recovery, it's Holman serving. Good serve. Here's the pass to the net. Smashed by Seitz, and she got a kill. Number 27. 27 kills for this All-MAC conference hitter. She is definitely first-team All-Conference in my book, and I've only seen her play tonight. But it's unbelievable. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp on a smash, played by Seitz. And Bryn Willman hits it back over and got the kill. Bryn Willman picks up the points. ...16-13 now, Lady Indians by 3. Kennedy Mullenkamp now serving, side out, Lady Indians. Good serve. And an ace serve. Seitz could not play that. Ace serve for Kennedy's. Or I'm sorry, for Kennedy Mullenkamp. That is her second ace serve of the night. It's now 17-13, Lady Indians by 4. Kennedy serves again. Dug out by Seitz to Munter. Munter sets for the outside hitter, Bining. Fort Recovery blocks it, and St. John's hits it over. I think that's going to, I think that was to credit that to Elena Martin. Here's Avery Altenberger back to serve now. There, Libero. And it's a let serve and an ace serve. Cameron Mullenkamp couldn't get to it. That was a let serve, and a lot of times you can't get to those, and it was an ace. 17-15. Fort Recovery's leading by 2. Altenberger, another serve. Cameron Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, back to Cameron, and Cameron got the kill. And if you're not familiar with volleyball, a let serve is when the ball hits the top of the net and goes over on the other side. And here's one that hit the net and didn't go over. Service error for Bryn Willman. On, 18-16 now. This is still anybody's set here. Here's Munter serving for St. John's. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp, and she got the kill off the tip. See, Cameron has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 kills on the night for Cameron. Kayla Heitkamp to serve. Good serve. Here's Seitz hitting it over to Fort Recovery. And Carly Niekamp bashes it back to St. John's. Here's Seitz on another smash. And another kill. Kill number 28 for Seitz. Her arm's going to fall off here. Back to serve now for St. John's is Ella Martz. Her first serve of the night. And it's an ace serve for Ella Martz. She's only a freshman. Coach just put her in there to get her in at the end here. And she serves an ace serve. 19-18. Martz will serve again. Another good serve off of Kennedy Mullenkamp. Niekamp to Cameron Mullenkamp, back to St. John's. Here's Altenberger on the pass to the net. Hit over. Cameron Mullenkamp on the smash and the kill. Kill number 12 for Cameron Mullenkamp. It's now 20-18. Fort Recovery wins this set. It's over. This has been a battle tonight. Cameron Mullenkamp now serving. Service error in the net. 20-19. Fort Recovery's lead is down to one. Fort Recovery 20, St. John's 19. Here's Conley serving. Out of bounds. Service air. 21-19. Canadews goes back to serve now for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Altenberger to Munter. Sights on a smash. Back to St. John's. St. John's freeballing it over. Here's a block by St. John's and a kill. A block by Elena Martin. 21-20. Side out St. John's. Fort Recovery leads by only one. Now Kerner comes in to serve for St. John's. Good serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Heitkamp, who will set for Homan. Homan on a smash and got the kill. Hit it past Altenberger. 22-20. Fort Recovery side out. Boy, St. John's really needs this point here, but Fort Recovery would like to have it to get closer to winning this match. Served by Bridget Homan. Good serve. Munter will set for Sights. Here's a blast. Not one of her usual hard hits. Back over to St. John's and off the basketball goal, and St. John's cannot play it, and a point for Fort Recovery, 23-20. Fort Recovery leads 23-20. Timeout, St. John's, a three-point lead, only 2 points away from a match win. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kautpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here we go, 23-20. Fort Recovery leads by three. A chance to serve out the match here. Bridget Homan will serve again. Another good serve dug out by Altenberger to Munter, who will set for Sights. And it's a block by Bryn Willman of Sights' smash. Bridget Homan picks up another service point. 24-20. Here's match points. Good serve. Munter will set for Sights. Hits it over. Fort Recovery plays it. Willman back to St. John's. Munter will tip it over on the set to Elena Martin. Elena Martin of St. John's, who gets the kill. Side out now for St. John's. Here's Sights on the serve. Good serve. Kennedy's will set. Back to Kennedy. Mollenkamp hits it over. St. John's keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. And here is a save by St. John's. Homan to Heitkamp, who will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And Kennedy gets the winning point. 25-21. Fort Recovery has won this set. 25-21. And they have won the match. Wow, what a battle tonight. Fort Recovery breaks the six-game losing streak, improving their record to 9-12 on the year. And St. John's falls to 8-11. This is the second conference win for the Lady Indians. I think they're now 2-6 maybe in the conference, with one more to go against St. Henry on Thursday. Of course, we'll be there to bring that to you. We'll wrap it up right after this.
Attention all lawn enthusiasts. Get ready for some serious savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time only, we're slashing prices on all used mowers. That's right, every used mower is marked down with some incredible discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss this chance to upgrade your lawn care arsenal without breaking the bank. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of these amazing deals before they're gone. Hall Brothers, your destination for quality mowers at unbeatable prices.
Cooper Farms reminds you to order your FFA Holiday Turkey Roast today. This frozen turkey roast is ready to cook and hand-packed in its own cooking bag. The turkey roast is white and dark meat without the bones. A 10 to 12 pound turkey roast is just $42. Support the Fort Recovery FFA by ordering your holiday turkey roast. You can email your order to Gower, G-O-W-E-R, at FortRecoveryschools.org or call the Fort Recovery High School at 419-375-4111. The deadline to order is October 18th with pickup of your turkey roast on October 31st at the Fort Recovery High School Ag Shop.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the St. John's Arena, Rob Weaver here. Delphi St. John's falls to Fort Recovery 3-1 tonight. St. John's won the first set in a close one, 26-24. Fort Recovery came back in the second one, came from behind to win a squeaker 28-26. Fort Recovery then won the third set 25-19 and won the fourth and deciding set 25-21. Giving you the unofficial stats, Kenna Dews had 6 service points for the Lady Indians with 3 aces. Kayla Heitkamp had 19 service points, 5 aces on the night, including 3 in a row at one point in the contest. She also had 4 kills for Kayla Heitkamp. And for her, that's unusual. Bryn Willman had 9 kills, 3 aces, and 1 block. Carly Niekamp, 10 kills and 4 blocks tonight, one of her usual good nights. Kennedy Mollenkamp had a total of 4 service points, including 2 aces and 6 kills for Kennedy. Sister Cameron Mollenkamp had 13 kills, 6 service points, and 2 aces. And Bridget Homan ended up with 10 kills on the night, 4 service points, and 2 blocks. The player of the game had to be Layla Seitz. She had 28 kills on the night. 28 kills on the night for Layla. Wow. Kayla Bining also had several kills. She had 9 kills for Kayla Bining on the evening. Also, it was Elena Martin picking up five kills for St. John's tonight. And Madeline Connolly had ended up with a total of four kills on the night and several service points. Elena Flanagan had a couple of blocks also for St. John's. Avery Altenberger had five serves, including three aces, and Ella Martz had one service ace coming off the bench at the end there as a freshman to get an ace. Once again, Fort Recovery's leading hitter tonight. It was 13 big kills for Cameron Mollenkamp to lead the way this evening, followed by Carly Niekamp with 10 kills on the night. And also Bridget Homan had 10 kills on the night as well. So we had three in double digits in the kills department. Once again, Layla Seitz with 28 kills for St. John's. St. John's again is now at 8-11 on the year. Fort Recovery improves to 9-12 on the season. Fort Recovery won the JV matchup 25-14, 25-22. That's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station, and Neil Spencer and Brody Bargy for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Join us on Thursday for Senior Night, Fort Recovery hosting St. Henry at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery and St. Henry at the Fortside Fieldhouse on Thursday night. Football on Friday, who's that going to be? Parkway. Oh, it is homecoming, right. Homecoming on Friday night, so come out and support the Indians on Friday night. A big game there for the Indians, hosting the Parkway Panthers on Friday in homecoming. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to our great sponsors. Thanks to you folks for listening in. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.